96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Gun deer hunting season is coming up later this month. It starts November 22nd and runs through the 30th. The Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to take a look at the changes to this year's deer management map before buying a deer hunting license. Deer management units are divided into four zones. Two zones, the Northern Forest and Central Forest, have changes, including the counties bordering them. The DNR made changes based on suggestions made during the Citizen Deer Advisory Council's meetings and legislative hearings. DNR deer specialist Jeff Pritzel addressed these changes at a briefing on Tuesday.
So it's a year that's important for people to check the map, check in their regulations. We have multiple resources on our website, versions of the map to help people interpret, you know, what deer management unit they are hunting in this year.
Pritzel says that the changes are important to know when purchasing antlerless harvest permits, especially with hunters buying permits the week before the season who may not have noticed the changes made back in February. Hunters need to know their management zone or unit number when purchasing a bonus antlerless authorization or registering their deer harvest. Here in the Northern Forest Zone, the boundaries have been tweaked to be based on habitat type rather than county borders. Other changes include reducing the size of the Central Forest Zone, especially in Wood, Adams, Juneau, and Monroe counties, and adjusting metropolitan subunits around the state. Republicans Amanda Nedweski and Senator Jesse James have introduced a bill on Monday aimed towards creating a new criminal offense that specifically defines and penalizes grooming a child for sexual activity under Wisconsin law. The bill comes in response to an investigative report from the Capital Times that found more than 200 cases of sexual misconduct and grooming behavior in Wisconsin schools and youth organizations from 2018 to 2023. The bill would make it a Class G felony as the base penalty for grooming a child for sexual activity. The bill would also raise the penalty for grooming depending on certain situations. If signed into law, Wisconsin would join several other states who have enacted anti-grooming legislation in recent years. Governor Evers has signed into law a bill at banning cell phone use in schools. Sholly Pittman has more.
Under the new law signed last Friday, public school boards have until next July to adopt a policy banning cell phones in class. It's a popular issue across the partisan divide. A Marquette Law School poll in June showed overwhelming support for curbing phones in schools. The law comes as new research shows banning phones in schools could help mental health. According to the AP, at least 35 other states have adopted measures restricting the use of phones in schools. And that's just in the last 2 years.
According to the Hayward High School Student and Parent Handbook, students may use cell phones before and after school, during their lunch break, in between classes, and on the bus to and from school as long as they do not create a distraction, disruption, or interfere with the educational environment, but should be powered off completely at any other time. Violations of the policy may result in disciplinary action or confiscation. Last month, the Sawyer County Zoning Committee voted to send an ordinance amendment on campgrounds back to the Sawyer County Board for further deliberation. The amendment includes changes to the regulations on the percentage of camping cabins and park mobile trailers that can occupy licensed campgrounds, which is 30%. The amendment also includes changes to camping cabin utilities, allowing them to have water, sewer, and gas, as well as increasing the size of the concrete slabs underneath to 400 feet. The county board passed the amendment without the 30% limitation in July, in which several towns disapproved, sending the amendment back to the zoning committee. The zoning committee approved of the amendment that includes the 30% limitation, and it will be sent back to the Sawyer County Board for a second time. The next board meeting will be on November 12th. The Shell Lake School District has partnered with Feed My People Food Bank to offer students and families opportunities to take home food free of charge. Shell Lake is ensuring that students have access to nutritious meals and are committed to supporting the health and well-being of all students. The order form for families is located on the Shell Lake School website homepage called Feed My People Sign Up. Families can go through the order form and select items they would like and specify which items they want to send home with their student or to be picked up at the school. The order form is available Friday through Tuesday and closed Wednesday and Thursday to fulfill orders. This opportunity is available for any family with students in the Shell Lake School. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Bucks fall in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks were playing back-to-back games, and it showed. They lost by 28 to the Raptors, 128-100. They're back in Milwaukee today, getting ready to host the Chicago Bulls Friday night at 7 in the first round of the NBA Cup. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers need to work more on their defense. Head coach Greg Gard after the win over Campbell Monday night.
We got a little antsy, I thought, at times, and then got burnt because of it, which is good. It's a good teaching moment. Moment for us. I'll show them when they're up in the air spinning around while the ball's getting dribbled by. That's why we say 90% of the game is played with your feet on the floor. It's hard to move when you're up in the air when the ball's getting dribbled by you. Little things that if we continue to clean those things up, we'll become a better defensive team.
They host Northern Illinois on Friday. NFL, the Packers placing Tucker Kraft on injured reserve and elevated Josh Wiley, a tight end originally from the Titans, from their practice squad to the 53-man roster to replace Kraft. With Sports, on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy to mostly clear with a low dropping into the low to mid 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.